Welcome back to it. Good to have you here. I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving, making our way through it. My next guest, of course, enjoying Thanksgiving. Like all of us, Alan Sachs, professor of political science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Professor, welcome back.
It is Cyber Monday.
It is?
And I'm going to order something.
What?
An electric toothbrush.
Attaboy. Way to step up.
I need it badly. I have no more energy anymore, so I'm getting an electric toothbrush and maybe a new water heater.
Well, there you go. You know, an electric toothbrush, I've had one of those for years. I think they're terrific.
They are great, but yeah. I dropped mine and it broke.
Yeah. I did that a couple of years ago. They're not inexpensive either. So.
I know it, but I'm going to get me one. I need one badly.
Attaboy. You going to save money then?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I like convenience instead of money. So
well, sure. Says. You know, the thing is, Black Friday really isn't what it used to be. You know, Black Friday, you got Cyber Monday, I guess maybe it's still what it used to be, but not so much, I'm guessing, because there are so many deals
that last all the time.
Yeah, everybody can save money all the time. That's the deal, right?
The competition now in America, I remarked about this to somebody else yesterday. The competitive spirit in this country is amazing. Every corporation wants to deal better than the other corporation, and not just in price, in convenience. We'll get this to your door in 5 minutes.
Exactly.
We'll deliver your meal. What we now need, though, is medical care to your home, and we really do have that a little bit now through the internet and television. And there are doctors that will look at you and say,
Okay, so let me ask you about that. How do you feel about that? Because I did a couple of stories back in the days when I worked for NBC about, you know, these internet doctors and deals. And I found it a little bit disconcerting, frankly. I mean, how can a doctor really have a good idea of your health, your situation, by looking at you through a video monitor? I mean, unless you're hooked up with a blood pressure monitor and other ways to check. It concerns me. What do you make of that?
I agree with you, but maybe they're looking very hard on the screen to tell something. I'm being crazy, of course, but I thought the same thing. How can you really diagnose somebody that way? But a lot of psychiatrists have tried to diagnose President Trump that way, just like they tried to diagnose Barry Goldwater when he ran years ago. He's psychotic, and they didn't even know him. They hadn't even been close to him. But boy, did they diagnose him.
Yeah, Donald Trump gets diagnosed all the time, every single day, right?
That's right, he's diagnosed.
Yeah, every single day by geniuses like Chuck Todd and others. You know, they're diagnosing him every single day. You know?
Or by shifty shifts.
There you go. All right, so let me ask you something. Speaking of that, I guess the Ukraine draft report is circulating beginning today. I don't know what's in the draft report, but I have an idea that it'll be handpicked. And why is it that every single transcript has not been released? There were 17 people talked to. Behind closed doors, my understanding, right? And all
also,
the transcripts are...
Oh, you're right. It's the whole thing is very suspect. But in addition, of course, the Intelligence Committee, that's sort of an oxymoron, the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee, they're both going to meet this week. And I'm not sure if they're going to meet in secret or not, sometimes secretly, sometimes in the open. But the Judiciary Committee... under the chairman of Gerald Nadler.
Right. Here comes Jerry and his Nadlers. I wonder if they've focus grouped all of this as well, because, you know, they went from quid pro quo to bribery. Now, they're trying to say that somehow the president bribed President Zelensky of the Ukraine in a phone call. I don't see how they make that stretch. I think most Americans, 95% of them, are far smarter than that to say bribery. What bribery? Was there an offer made that I misunderstood? Bribery? There is no such bribery.
I'm still searching for the crime.
Yeah, me too. And so are they.
But they'll find one. You know, there's this old slogan under the old Stalinist regimes in the Soviet Union. We now have the crime, or now we have the criminal. Let's find the crime.
Yeah, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. Show me the man, I will show you the crime. There is no impeachable offense here, but they're going to bring in so-called constitutional experts.
Well, that's going to be great.
Yeah, they're going to explain to America, you're not smart enough to understand why it's impeachable, so we're going to explain to you why it's impeachable, because you obviously aren't bright enough to figure it out on your own, Mr. and Mrs. America, which, by the way, they are, and that's why the support by independents is collapsing for impeachment. The numbers are going way down. Nobody's buying into it anymore. The overall support for impeachment is at 47.7%. The average, it's also going down. The window that they should have capitalized on came and went, my belief.
What a thing to do during the Christmas season, talk about impeachment. People don't want to hear about impeachment. They want to hear about Christmas sales.
Or Cyber Monday, right? That's what they want to hear about, your toothbrush. They don't want to hear about these silly impeachment proceedings, and yet... That's where they're going to go. And I've got to believe, you know, looking at some other polling, asking people, gave them 11 choices of their top priorities. Impeachment came in dead last.
That's right.
Dead last.
But if you listen to the media, the wonderful media, oh, boy, it's the one thing that everybody is just wrapped around.
I see cracks in all of that, though, don't you? I see cracks. Even with the media, I see cracks in that narrative. The media having to admit, there's not much meat on the bone here. In fact, there's no meat on the bone here.
And then if they can't find anything, they'll give you the history of impeachment and try to compare it. Richard Nixon and Watergate is brought up all the time.
All the time, although there was a foundational felony crime there of a break-in, was there not?
That's right.
Right, so there was a foundational felony committed by a group of thieves,
A Democratic member of Congress, a woman yesterday on, before I went to church, I think it was on MSNBC, and she was trying to explain how this against Trump is worse than Nixon's Watergate.
Right. Well, good luck. Because if you have to keep explaining explaining and then bringing constitutional activists to explain some more, nobody's buying.
One thing that really troubled me last week, and maybe it did you, was when Mrs. Trump, the first lady, Melania Trump, who's a dignified, beautiful woman, and she appears before a high school or a junior high school auditorium. You might have seen that.
I did.
And they begin to boo her. And you begin to say, where do they get this from? Well, they got it from their mom and dad, and they probably got it from our wonderful school system that teaches such wonderful values.
Exactly. That's exactly right. They're taught this hatred. And again, I go back to one very basic statistic. And that is that this year, more than 1 million people will come to America legally.
That's right.
Legally, which is more than the rest of the world combined.
And they're literally dying to get into this country.
That's right, every day.
Dying to get out of other countries.
Exactly right. So, you know, Americans here, privileged white little liberal kids from spoiled backgrounds might not understand how great America is, but people from all over the world do. But the problem is kids here have never had to live through a difficult time or suffered or needed anything, a lot of these children, these petulant children. I'll give you the last word.
And I hope they never do. I mean, I hope that they
I kind of hope they do.
That they live now.
No. I want them to suffer through something, right. So therefore they can extract their cranium from their rectum.
But they have to understand.
Just saying. Yeah,
what's going on in Iran or Iraq.
But they don't understand.
They don't understand it.
Because, you know, on their little smartphone devices, while they yell about capitalism and how evil it is, they play on their Apple smartphones from the biggest company in the world. Professor, I have to leave it there. Hope all else is well. Thank you, Alan Sachs, as always, the longest contributor to the program. God bless him. Professor of Political Science, University of Texas, Arlington. Quick break. We'll be right back. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.